This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Normally, I would give you a telephone number, but we're not in studio tonight. We are not even in New Hampshire tonight. We are in New York City. Yes, that New York City. At Liberty Fest NYC. Ian and Mark did not make the trip down, so it's just Daryl. But it's not just Daryl. It's Daryl and some very special guests. Our number two, starting things off with Larry Sharp. Larry, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
And get up close on that mic.
That
way I don't have
to better?
Turn it up. That's much better.
There we go.
Larry is not new to Liberty, but I believe this is the first time you've ever been on Free Talk Live.
That's correct, yes.
Larry was a vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party earlier this year, and you came within about 30 votes of being on the Johnson-Weld ticket, and of course it would have then been the Johnson-Sharp ticket.
Absolutely.
So just tell us what that experience was like, coming so close.
Yes. Well, thank you for your endorsement, by the way. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And just for the record, I actually put my tokens in for you. So there
thank
we go.
You.
So yes. So I wanted to make sure you were on the debate stage and you got everything that you were able to talk. So, yes. Well, I think what's funny is I wasn't going to run. I'd been part of the party for about 4 years, and I'd never done anything except just write checks to my local party and to the party in Virginia, and I just kind of supported the party. And then when I saw it was going to be Hillary and Trump, I thought, now's my time. Because now I thought I could give the message well enough that the average person could at least hear it and come, right, and then begin to meet us. And so I said, you know what, I should do this. And I began to run. I had about a four-week campaign. I stopped working. I just campaigned. I went down there. I spent money. I had a booth. I had all the goodies. I dropped time, energy, and money to make this thing win, to make this thing work. And, you know, at first I thought, when I first started, I probably can't win, but I could maybe turn people to think my way. But when I was down there, I began to think I could win. The confidence really came out for me when I got down there, when I saw the people saying, wow, I want to hear this guy talk. This makes sense to me. Oh, okay. Wow, he says something that's kind of radical, but in a way that the average person could kind of hear it. And that's what I was trying to achieve the whole time.
Right. So you're able to, without watering down the message, you're able to, you know, explain liberty ideas. And I kind of hate the finish of this sentence, but it's something that I've heard for a long time. You're able to do it without scaring grandma.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know if you've ever heard it explained that way, but I've heard that for years. So, yes. No, we have to water down the message because otherwise we're going to scare grandma.
Yes.
My friend Ernest Hancock always says, freedom's the answer, what's the question?
Yes.
And just saying freedom doesn't scare grandma, but when you say, and I think a lot of what scares grandma is not what we say, it's what other people say that we say. So, oh, you want to eliminate the drug war. That means you want three-year-olds standing on the street corner holding AK-47 selling crack at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And my response to that is, where the hell are the parents?
Yes. Yes, but there's even a more important rule, and that is when I decide, I say I want to end the drug war, that is exactly what will stop the violence.
Yes.
That is exactly what's going to stop the violence. My issue is not necessarily about what grandma has been told, but what grandma doesn't understand is that she's been in the government's bosom for decades. So
right.
She doesn't know. She sees the walking away of government as, I'm unsupported, the world's ending. We want to start the conversation not with, I want to make government smaller, but with, I want to make things better. Do you think government is right? And they'll go, oh, maybe not. Great, now we can talk.
Right.
So the reality of it is, making things better actually equals less government.
Yes.
But we just don't want to start there. We want to start with, let's make things better, and then we'll all move together towards less government. That's the answer.
Right. And let's go back to the drug war for just a brief moment.
Please.
Grandma probably forgets that her mom and dad were able to buy cannabis, heroin, and cocaine from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, 100%. Yes. And she also doesn't realize that she believes that if we make heroin or cocaine or whatever, insert drug here, legal, that all of a sudden punishing your children with it will be legal also. No, child abuse is still child abuse.
Right.
Whether it's cocaine or alcohol or legal substance or non-legal substance, child abuse will still be illegal regardless of what we do with heroin or cocaine.
Right. And there's a lot of people that say, well, we need to see how things work, you know, in fill-in-the-blank space before we decide whether or not to go with less government. Okay, well, there's been this experiment in Portugal for the last 15 years where what they consider to be personal amounts of every substance have no criminal penalties.
Yep.
I don't think they even carry a fine, which here in the U.S., when somebody says, let's decriminalize, they mean, let's move it from being a criminal penalty to a civil penalty where you still get punished.
Remember, law enforcement is a profit center. Let's not forget that.
Yes.
Yes.
But in Portugal, and I say what they consider to be a personal amount or an amount for personal use, they calculate that as what you could use over the period of, like, the next 10 days.
Wow.
Where here in the U.S., that would get you with an attempt to distribute or intent to distribute charge that then becomes a felony in most cases that then could lead you to life in prison.
Right. So clearly the answer to someone with a drug problem is prison. That's the government's answer. The answer to almost anything is prison. Your kids aren't good, prison. Your kids are bad, prison. You're bad, prison. You have a problem, prison. Prison is always the answer because prison is I did something. The government's very much about, see, I punished the bad people, so therefore keep giving me money. Because who also punished the bad people?
Right, but most of the time it's not actually the bad people.
Yes.
The bad people are in the government.
Yes, but if I don't create bad people as a straw man, if I don't create bad people as, you know, the boogeyman, you might realize I'm the bad guy.
Right.
I can't have that.
And
so I'm going to make someone else a bad guy.
One thing that I have always thought was very strange is this idea of we have a crime problem, so let's make more things illegal.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, actually, that just increases the crime problem because now instead of charging you with one offense for possessing this plant, now we're charging you with possessing this plant, possessing the plant with the intent to distribute the plant if you have more than a certain amount. You didn't assist the police officer in putting you in handcuffs, so now you're resisting arrest.
Yep.
And because you didn't jump when he said jump, now it's disorderly conduct and all of these other charges. And they do this thing that they call charge stacking. I call it the spaghetti poo theory of law, to where they just bundle stuff together, they throw it against the wall, and they see what sticks.
100%. Look, the issue here is the government is concerned about getting convictions. So whenever you hear the government say, look, we need more tools, we should hear instead, look, we need to remove more rights. Because that's what that actually means every time. More tools means less rights. Can I somehow get around the Fourth Amendment again and the Sixth and the First? Can I get around those? That's what tools means. And those tools are not meant to actually stop crime. They're meant to put more people in jail. And that's the difference. The problem that I have here is what a government will do consistently, and this is across the board, they will decide, you know what, I need to have a lot of charges. So now some guy who looks like you might have robbed the bank. So your neighbor who doesn't like you says, I think it was that Perry guy. I think he did it. Well, that's enough for the cops to arrest. They don't like you anyway. So they're like, yes, good, we got Perry finally. So they're happy to arrest you. They arrest you and they say, you know what, the guy there had a gun. And he had a gun and he said, nobody move, nobody gets hurt. And there were 25 people in that bank. So you know what? We're going to charge you with 25 counts of attempted murder, 25 counts of attempted kidnapping, and robbing the bank, and all these things.
Plus 25 counts of criminal threatening.
Yes.
And I definitely want to continue this conversation. Hopefully you can hang on for another segment.
Sure, absolutely.
We'll be right back with Larry Sharp talking about the criminal injustice system in the United States. This is Free Talk Live.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dinovite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dinovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back here on Free Talk Live. Larry Sharp is in the mobile studio here at Liberty Fest NYC. We're talking about the criminal injustice system. Specifically, the manner in which police do charge stacking, or again, I like to refer to it as the spaghetti poo theory, to where they just bundle a bunch of stuff up, they throw it against the wall, and they know that some of it is going to stick. And I think one of the reasons they do this, because you did mention that they're concerned about conviction rate.
Yes, absolutely. Number one.
They don't care whether they have the right guy.
That's
they
correct.
Just care that they have a guy.
Yes.
With the word guilty.
Yes.
Next to his name.
And the plea bargain is the answer here. This is the issue. They want the plea bargain, so they stack everything up so they can now say, with all these fake charges, I mean real charges, when they say that, you know, that's 9,000 years in jail. Do you sure you want 9,000 years, Perry? Come on, you don't want 9,000 years. Why don't you just cop to doing it, and I'll be so good, I'll only give you a year.
Right. And, you know, we talk a lot about not taking the plea.
Yes.
Because something that most people don't realize is that the whole plea deal process, it's negotiation.
Yes.
It's bargaining.
Yep.
You never take the first offer. No matter how good you think that first offer is, you never take the first offer. The second offer, you know, sometimes depending on how the system is set up, you might only get two offers. Sometimes you get three or four, but you never take the first offer. Former co-host Rich Paul was charged with several distribution of cannabis charges
mm-hmm.
and a distribution of something purported to be LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him, if you're convicted of all of these, you could go to jail for 81 years.
Absolutely.
The final offer that they made him before the beginning of the trial was no jail time.
Yep.
They didn't say how much probation.
Mm-hmm.
They just said no jail time. And he said, nope,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting my hands in the jury.
There we go.
And he was convicted
mm-hmm.
and wound up with a partially suspended sentence, spent about a year incarcerated, got out, was on probation, violated his probation because he had some cannabis, he peed dirty,
mm-hmm.
and so he went back in, and luckily he was able to, you know, use that as some kind of leverage of, hey, you guys know that I'm just going to keep smoking weed, so just, you know, keep me in jail a little bit longer, and then when I come out, no probation. And they said, okay, but you still have a suspended sentence. So, you know, he wound up, you know, getting off better than he could have,
mm-hmm.
but again, they made that offer of no jail time. Again, they did not say how much probation,
right.
but they swear up and down they're not penalizing you for actually going to trial.
And this is the problem that bothers me more than anything. This idea. If I'm saying that I will give you a deal, you know, Perry, you're a bad guy, you robbed that bank, I tell you what, I'm going to give you 5 years. If I'm saying that, that means I believe that is the appropriate punishment for what you did.
Yes.
Right? So then how come I can give you more if you don't take that? What the law should be is if I say five, that's the maximum I can push for as a prosecutor. Because the logic is, well, now we're going to have to work harder to convict you, blah, blah, blah. So you're giving me more punishment for exercising my rights. I am
yes.
being punished for exercising my rights. If you thought 5 years was the plea deal, then 5 years should be the same, even though I went to the jury.
Right.
But that doesn't happen. And the logic is, well, we have to spend more time prosecuting you. How does that make me more guilty?
Well, see, the thing that they will say is, we're not penalizing you for not working with us. We're rewarding you if you do. Well, if I get a reward for, you know, grabbing my ankles and saying, no lube, please.
Right, exactly.
Then I should not be, you know, somehow punished for saying, no, I don't want to bend over.
Right, right, exactly. Well, but the point is, what you're saying is, we're rewarding you if you give up your rights. That's my problem. The plea deal is not, you're going to go out and get more bodies, right?
Right.
At least that theoretically, that's not giving up my rights. I'm agreeing to work with the police to get some bad guy in. I can see that logically, at least. I'm not sure I'm happy, but I get it. But to say, I will give up my rights and you'll reward me, that's an American.
Right.
If 5 years is what I should get, it does, let me have my rights.
And in the case of Rich Paul, it was a confidential informant that brought him down. Someone that had been charged with selling heroin
mm-hmm.
was used to go after someone selling cannabis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah. Wow. That is okay. What happened. And that's only part of it.
Wow.
The FBI got involved and asked Rich to wear a wire, although they will say, we didn't ask, but they strongly implied that they wanted him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center to try to somehow entrap some of his fellow political activists. And the anti-terrorism task force was involved in this over someone selling cannabis.
Yes. The worst part is the prosecution and the police are all, it's all legal for them to lie to you.
Yes.
In other words, they can say, Perry, I got four witnesses that put you at the bank, and they don't have anyone. But they can tell you that, and that's totally okay to make you cop a plea.
Yes.
And when you go, I wouldn't have copped a plea if I knew that was a lie, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. And then once they convict you and you agree, they won't look for the bank robber anymore, whether it's you or not. And if they happen to find him later, legally, they are under no obligation to let you out.
Correct.
If they happen to find that bank robber a year or two later, and they go, oh, that's the guy that we put Perry away for. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, sucks to be Perry.
Or
that's it.
If all of those witnesses then later say, yeah, we never actually saw Daryl anywhere near the bank. We weren't even in the state on that day.
Yep.
Then the prosecutor has the discretion.
That's correct.
Of reopening the case and saying, yeah, this was all bunk evidence. Let's drop these charges. I've read too many cases of people that were on death row for 30 plus years because of a false witness.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily for these people, they were not actually sentenced. You know, they never actually received their punishment of death.
Mm-hmm.
But there were three men that I remember specifically in, I believe it was North Carolina, where the only witness against them was like a 12-year-old at the time who, you know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, said, yeah, I wasn't even there. I never saw these guys.
Oh, my God.
And then after 39 years on death row, these guys were finally released. And it's because knowing that so many people have been wrongly convicted that I cannot support the death penalty.
100%. I totally agree. There's no, you, in theory, is there a time when a group of people may want to take someone's life? In theory, that may be true. I'm not necessarily against that concept. That could be true.
Don't
but
make
our
me
death
pay
penalty,
for it.
Yeah, and it's our death penalty is our death penalty is so
convoluted.
Yes, it's so bad that there's no way I could possibly support it. It's just no way. Theoretically, maybe another world, but no way could I do it now. But the problem that we have with the prosecution is the system itself. There's no incentive for them to do the right thing. The incentive is for them to convict people. Now, if you convict people all day long, all week, and your job as a prosecutor is destroying people's lives, they better be bad people. And if they're not bad people, you better tell yourself they're bad people. Otherwise, how are you going to sleep at night?
Yeah.
You've got a system to where you have to do this.
Unfortunately, the prosecutors and the police are never actually held personally accountable.
Absolutely.
Larry, thanks for being on. And there's more from Liberty Fest NYC on this very special episode of Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ian and Mark did not make the trip, but I did. I'm Daryl. And I'm joined now in the mobile studio by John Masseri, who's the producer of the movie I Love My Country, I Hate What They're Doing. We'll bring John on here, but first I need to tell you about healthcare, because you know that it's all a mess, especially here in the U.S., and we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the other doctors are doing. How about a medical information card to give to the EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at Health Excellence Select. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. We are fairly certain that you will love the service and the prices. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. freetalklive.com. John, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Now, you showed a movie, or at least a movie clip, that I was unable to see because, well, I was down here recording the show. But you just told me a little bit about it, and yeah. I have to have you on. So tell everybody, what is this movie and what's it about?
Sure. We successfully had a small Indiegogo program on for I Love My Country But Hate What They're Doing. It's a film that has taken a lot of people by storm. Once they watch it, they basically felt compelled to help us with the film to make it into a 90-plus minute documentary.
So it was feature length.
Feature length, and they want me to put it into theaters. They feel that it's that important. I was happy to show it here. It had basically a standing ovation at the end. It has a profound effect on you when you are the filmmaker. You put so much time and years into something, and you've put out a lot of interviews and stuff, but this film is special. I urge people to go to Vimeo. It's free. You can watch it. It's 32 minutes long. It features a lot of people such as Gerald Celente, Ken O'Keefe, you know, people from the CIA that are whistleblowers, and other people like Joe Rogan and stuff like that. So, and there's lots of new people that are going to be in there. We just finished interviewing Jesse Ventura, and a DEA whistleblower who is exposing the drug cartel and how they got infiltrated by the CIA. This man has three contracts on his life. I've interviewed people with Extortion 17, which is the shoot down of the helicopter, the Chinook helicopter, 95 days after the Bin Laden raid. So there's tons and tons of information in this film, and I'm hoping that you can go and look at this film on Vimeo. It's for free. If you want to help us fund the parts 2 and 3, that would be great. We're going to come up with something. I just talked to Jeff. I don't know his last name, but he's super popular and very good-looking man. Everybody knows him. He dressed in tie and bow tie. And
Jeffrey Tucker, we had him on in hour number one. Actually had him on for most of hour number one. And, yeah, Jeffrey is an amazing guy. He's definitely the best-dressed man at this event.
Absolutely.
Probably the best-dressed of any of them at this event. The man is always in that three-piece suit with the bow tie.
Yeah, I just don't remember his last name. I'm sorry about that, Jeffrey Tucker. But we all know his work, and that's what's important. And that's what I'm hoping people will recognize this film. Once you see it, these people had no idea what they were going to see at this festival. You know, most people are just speaking, but this is a film. And I talked to Ian, the promoter of this Liberty Fest. He's been doing it for years and years. I've been a staunch opponent, person who's come here and helped him any way he can. To help Ian succeed in all his stuff with Liberty Fest. But I was pleased to be speaking and then showing the film. So that's what the film's all, you know. And I'm hoping people see what this film's all about.
So the first part of the film, the 32 minutes that you showed here, was pretty much all about the SEAL Team 6?
No, actually it was not about SEAL Team 6. It wasn't about the DEA drug trade. It was basically about the continuous war program that we've done that nobody really talks about since World War II. It doesn't sound as interesting as it would be, but once you list out all the countries and you start to have people who are experts in the field of anti-austerity and anti-war speak out, and it just has a message that really is heartfelt, I think, and that's what a lot of the audience felt. Somebody's trying to come in.
Now, mentioning the anti-war, some of the people from anti-war, I don't know if you've spoken with anybody from antiwar.com or if you're familiar with their situation.
I do know their situation from FOIA requests that I did. I did over 1,350 pages from the Five Dancing Israelis back about a year and a half ago. I released all those papers. But anti-war was actually in those documents. They should be aware of those FOIA requests that nobody's read. You can visit KenDoc2 on Facebook, and you can read those documents, or you can go to 9/11 Truth, which is KenDoc's website. He's from Canada, and But anti-war is definitely on the list of people. Now, don't forget, I've interviewed people like William Binney, people from SEAL Team 6, people, you know, like Craig Buckley Jr., who was, you know, his son was basically murdered by the dancing Israeli kids that are basically slaves. So, you know, I've interviewed a ton of people, you know, Jesse Ventura, and I'm trying to think of the other people, you know. There's so many people that just want to speak their story, and that's going to go into parts two and three, hopefully, to melt together the whole story of how war gets funded and how it gets promoted. And I'm sure everybody's sick and tired. Why can't we just have a decade of peace? That's what I want for everybody, a decade at least of peace.
And, you know, as sad as it sounds, I would be happy for a year or 2 years or even a full presidential administration where I'm not on a daily basis reading about some of these foreign alliances that the U.S. is getting involved with, where they're either overtly or covertly involved in a war. The war in Yemen is probably the one that is least talked about because the U.S. is not directly involved in it, but the United States government is funding the Saudis in their bombing of Yemen.
Right. You know, there's other countries, too, that like Waziristan. Have you ever heard of Waziristan?
That's an area in Afghanistan.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've been bombing there. Nobody's probably heard of that. That's what's featured in the film. And you have people that have been in war who are Marines who are speaking about it. And this is the stuff that most Americans just don't realize. You know, we go to work. We at the end of the day, we just want to sit down on our couch and with our remote control and our snack or whatever and just relax. But the fact of the matter is that you're ignoring what we're doing on a daily basis, which is continuous war efforts with the CIA drone programs, and that's, again, something that's been explored. And, yes, I think that most Americans don't like when we bomb innocent people, namely children, mothers, fathers, who have nothing to do
with war.
Hospitals, there you go. And how many times have we bombed hospitals in the last few months that have been leaked out, and they keep saying, oops, we're sorry. No, that's not good enough. This is my tax dollars
right.
being funded.
You don't accidentally bomb a location where you know that that's a hospital and you have their coordinates on the do not bomb list.
Right.
So, John, thank you for being on. Do you have a website?
I do not, but just look up I Love My Country But Hate What They're Doing, and you will find the film, and that's what I would like everybody to know about.
I Love My Country, Hate What They're Doing. Video is on Vimeo, plus you've got the fundraiser.
Step one. Yes, it's I Love My Country But Hate What They're Doing.
I Love My Country But Hate What They're Doing. There's more on Free Talk Live.
Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you ever
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Well, normally I'd be giving the telephone number right now, but we're not in studio tonight, and, well, we're sort of doing things a little bit different. I'm at Liberty Fest NYC. Ian and Mark did not make the trip, but I'm still here. It's Daryl, and I'm joined right now by a familiar voice. If you've listened to the show long enough and you've listened to the episodes from various Liberty events like the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, you will recognize this voice. You will definitely recognize the last name, if not the first, Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of political prisoner Ross Ulbricht, is back in studio. Well, you've never actually been in the actual studio that I'm aware of, but you have been in the mobile studio several times. Lynn, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, always a pleasure, Daryl.
So I think the last time we spoke with you was just before the appeal was filed. And that's been filed, and there's been the response from the government, I believe, on that appeal?
They've gone back and forth a couple times.
So what's the latest that you're able to talk about with this?
Well, the latest as far as written material is that one of the arguments the government has given that it's just fine for the court and jury not to know about the corrupt agents having freewheeling access unfettered on the site for many months.
The corrupt agents,
yes,
being
Carl Force and Sean Bridges, who I just found out was also working for the NSA at the time he was investigating Silk Road, which I find kind of interesting. But they said, well, it doesn't matter because they had nothing to do with our investigation. Carl Force, we know who he is. And there's a lot of reasons.
Hold on. So these agents that were part of the investigation, it's not relevant that they were corrupt because somehow they were not part of the investigation?
Because they were in Maryland, they claim, and Maryland and New York never talked about it. They just had totally separate.
Now, okay, they were investigating different aspects.
Well, they claim they never even had anything to, they never really communicated, that it was completely separate. There's a lot of, that's not what they told the media in early days. And it's also, there's a lot of reasons not to think so. But then lately, another thing has come out about that, which is that the U.S. Marshal submits a report when someone's arrested. And the name of the law enforcement officer on that report who arrested Ross was redacted to the defense. So we didn't know who it was. But then after trial, Ross has had time to sift through 4 terabytes plus of material that was dumped on him.
That's a lot of information.
That's like Library of Congress multiple times or something. I don't know. But anyway, he found the same document, but whoops, they didn't redact it. And Carl Force is the name.
So Carl Force, the corrupt agent.
Yes.
That we can't allow you to talk about this
right.
corrupt agent because he wasn't involved, was one of the arresting officers?
Well, he was the only law enforcement officer listed on the marshal's report. The only one. Now, whether he was actually the one, I don't know. I mean, but they obviously knew who he was. His name was on there. I mean, it's official. It's in the evidence, which wouldn't have ever come out except that Ross found it.
So
and,
what's next?
Yeah.
We've had the appeal, and then there's been this back and forth between the defense attorneys mm-hmm. and the government attorneys, and they really are trying to do everything they can to make sure that Ross stays in jail for the rest of his life.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. In any case, what's up now is that October 6th will be oral arguments. And that's when the three appellate judges in the court get to ask the attorneys on both sides questions because they will have reviewed the appeal by then. And the attorneys get the opportunity to talk about it very briefly. It's not a long deal. It's maybe at the most a half an hour on each side answering questions.
So that hearing is October 6th, mm-hmm. and then sometime in, like, say, the next year, the court will issue a ruling, although there's no time limit on how long they can take before issuing said ruling.
Correct.
And what is next after that if it does not go in Ross's favor? Or even if it does, I'm guessing the government will then appeal that.
Probably.
So it's almost guaranteed to have at least two more rounds in court.
Well, it depends if the en banc. What happens is you appeal to go en banc, which means the entire appellate court of 12 judges hears it, and it's argued there. If you don't get satisfaction there, you can apply to the Supreme Court. But it depends. They don't take a lot of cases, and they don't take a lot of criminal cases, from what I understand. So, you know, there's different options, and I guess that's going to be a question of strategy and, you know, hopefully there'll be some options, not just nothing, no relief. But so I guess at that point we'll figure it out. But yeah, there are different options. You start running out of options, but
certainly
there are options. Yeah.
And I think the last time we had you on, if I recall correctly, was the New Hampshire Liberty Forum when you had announced the art.freeross.com.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually had bought a good many squares on
Thank
that
you.
First drawing, and I've noticed that you actually have prints of that available
posters.
For sale here
yep.
at Liberty Fest
and
NYC.
And also on our website. Mm-hmm.
And, right, that's what I was okay. going to mention. That is available on
Thanks.
The website. And as part of that fundraiser where people donated for revealing mm-hmm. part of mm-hmm. the drawing, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage
yes.
had put up 21 grams
yeah.
of gold, and I was one of the lucky
Yay.
Winners
oh, good. I'm
of
good.
One of those grams, and you're doing that again with another drawing.
Yeah, it's another totally different drawing, pretty wild drawing, and Roberts & Roberts has put up silver dollars this time.
Silver dollars, and this new drawing is the Two-Faced Tango?
Yep.
And just give everybody a little bit of a hint about what they can see.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a wild drawing. It's I don't know how to. It's very different from the trial one, and there's dancing involved.
So for the trial drawing, now that it's been completely
yeah.
revealed and people can see it, let's try to describe this mm. a little bit. So it's called The Trial I Saw, and I believe you had said Ross had a dream and sort of envisioned
yeah, had the idea.
This,
mm-hmm.
And pretty much everybody is wearing sort of like a carnival mask of some sort.
Yeah.
And it's
him.
Kind
of looking
creepy.
At his own mask, too.
Right.
Well, it was creepy, Daryl. The whole trial was creepy.
I'm sure it was.
Actually, it's very, it's kind of how I saw it, too. Once I saw that picture, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
And so the Two-Face Tango, the last time I looked at it, you can kind of see bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. Facial.
To where, again, you know, like very obscured facial features, but you can still tell, like, you know, this is the judge, this is...
Oh, no, it's not about the trial at all. The new one. Oh, you're talking about the trial I saw.
Right. Well, both of them, they kind of have facial features.
They do,
of
but
people.
It's nothing to do with the trial or
okay.
the judge or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and kind of roughly how far along on this second fundraiser are you?
It's not quite as much of a novelty, but it's slowly, you know, being revealed. And we have other stuff, like we now have an Amazon affiliate in application that if you go to Free Ross and then connect from that link to Amazon, we get a little bit of money. It doesn't cost you anything extra. We have tax deductible option with a group that helps defend prisoners, and Ross's appeal is one of them. It's tax deductible. You know, we have different ideas. You know, we're also going to have a couple of, well, you're going to be speaking at one, our Rossathon, Free Rossathon, on the anniversary of his arrest, October 2nd.
Yeah, so talk about that just a little bit and promote the Rossathon.
Yeah, it was really instigated by two of the main people in Freedom Fest, that big libertarian group. And, in fact, Terry Brock, who was the MC at Freedom Fest, is going to host it, and he's great. And we have different people like you. Roger Ver is going to be there, Adam Kokesh. I'm just going blank now, of course. But a lot of great supporters and people, Doug Casey, people who, you know, think that this needs to be known and the narrative needs to be, people need to know about it. And, of course, we're raising money and asking people if they'll donate something, a service or item or something so that, you know, we can raise money at the same time.
And this is going to be 24 hours?
Oh, no. It'll probably be 4 hours.
Four hours on that afternoon.
And it's really to help us pay a bill, a $13,000-plus bill, that was the cost of binding the appeal into three books.
All right. Yeah, well, one of the things with appeals is you have to provide them with transcripts of documents that you buy from them, and it's really a racket.
Well, it's a private. It's not from them. It's a guy who makes his money making them. But it is and I'm not saying, look, yeah, he's doing it. He's filling a niche, I guess, but at the same time, it all of these costs to pursue justice.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.